Be here. Got my assistant with me, Mike. Thank you.
Lovely Rita.
Yeah. Okay, if you are a young person or young at heart, if you would like to come down here, you're more than welcome. We'll invite you again because there's some toys you can play with, but there's also some interaction with the talk that I'm going to do. So if you'd like to come down here, there's also a craft as well. So if any of that attracts you at any point while I'm talking, you can come to the front. I won't see it as rude. You can just walk over there and get involved. And you can come and watch. Look, you guys got front row seats. So today I'm going to be talking about a passion for giving. What an amazing title that is. And this is our first encounter for everyone. So I'm really excited about this as well. And I'm really excited because God's word, the Bible, can speak to all of us. Whether we're really old, don't think anyone's really old in here, or we're really young, the Bible can speak to every single one of us. Is that me? Am I alright? Technical people. Oh, that's gone now. Can you hear me? You can hear me? Great. Okay, so a passion for giving. I wonder if I had, I'm just going to put it in my pocket. If I had on this screen up here, if your parents had sent me your pocket money, look at that. Okay, sorry. So if I had on the screen here, up here, some pocket money, your pocket money, your parents had sent me a picture of a breakdown of what you spent your pocket money on. Put your hand up if you get pocket money. Don't want to make anyone feel left out, but do most of you get pocket money? Or if you don't get pocket money, maybe your parents give you some little treats throughout the week. And I wonder if I had it up on the screen there, what you spent your pocket money on, I wonder what it would be. Same to the parents. If I somehow got hold of your accounts and I put it up on the screen and we had a breakdown of all the things that you spent your money on in a month, I wonder if that would show us, I think it would, what your passion is for. Partly I think it would show us if we were passionate about clothes maybe, or passionate about snacks and sweets, or if it was toys that we're passionate about. I think it would show us a lot of that sort of stuff. But you know, we want to be a people that are passionate for giving. And I want to look at four different stories. I haven't got long, I've only got about 12 minutes left. I want to look at four different stories in the Bible. But before we do, that reading that we read in 2 Corinthians, chapter 8, the bit that jumped out to me was this. I am not commanding you, but I want to test the sincerity of your love by comparing it with the earnestness of others. And I think what Paul is saying there is that love is shown to be sincere when we give. And when we give, that is an outpouring of love that we have experienced. And so I want to look at four different passages. You guys are getting your pens out and you're colouring in some money boxes, some heart money boxes, which is great. I'd love to put this box over here. And can one of you guys that are sitting here, can you pull out one of the things that you find interesting in there? Do you want to come up with it? Okay, this crown. Now, Aiden, right? Gabriel. Sorry, Gabriel. Gabriel, can you tell me, what do you think a crown can represent? What can it mean?
The king. King's crown?
Great, yeah, it can mean a king. It can mean someone that's, what sort of person would they be?
I don't really know.
That's alright, they'd probably be a really important person. Gabriel, thank you, I'll take that. So, we've got a really important story, a really important person that we're going to look at. Do you want to bring something up, Aiden? Aiden, what have you got?
I don't know.
Okay. This is my wife's. That is perfume, okay? Vera Wang. I don't know that perfume. But thank you, Aiden. Aiden, actually, quickly before you go. Perfume. Can you think of someone in the story, in the Bible, that has a story to do with perfume? That's a hard question. Aiden, you can sit down. Can anyone think of anyone in the Bible who has perfume in their story? Yes, go on.
Jesus.
Jesus. Can you think of the story in particular that happens with Jesus?
There's one where there's a woman that loves Jesus so much, she gets perfume and rubs it all over him.
Absolutely. So, well done. Well done. Brilliant. You're going to come up with the next one. Gabriel, how about we let someone else do it? Does someone else want to come up with something in the box? Do you want to come up for Manuela? So, Manuela's got some money. Okay. Now, can you think of anyone in the Bible who had lots of money? There's quite a few people. But think of a story. Any story.
Well, I can't remember the name, but there's one with this tax person, and he takes too much money, so he gets rich, and he has to climb up a tree to see Jesus.
Emanuela, that's really good. Well done. Give her a clap. You can sit down. And let's have one more person bring up one more thing in that box. One more person? Got one then. Come on, Maya. Oh, do you want to bring this up? I've selected it for her. Okay. Maya, what do we have here?
A leaf.
We've got a leaf. Can you think of anyone in the Bible, a story with Jesus, where someone has to do with a leaf or a branch? Emanuela actually already said it. Do you remember what Emanuela said? Okay. That's really great. Thank you, Maya. Give Maya a round of applause. Maya, you can sit down. Well done. So, we're going to look at four different people really quickly, all to do with these different things. Now, the first person we're going to look at is someone called Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is my favorite story. Now, I would love for someone to come up here. Who would like to be a volunteer? Come on, then you can come up. Is it Danny or Becky? Becky? Great. So, Becky, it's a hot day today, isn't it? So, if I said that you could have this can of Coke, do you think you'd want to take it with you? Yeah? Do you want the Coke? Okay, so I'm going to open it up. Okay. Just 1 minute. We've got some ketchup here. Okay, some ketchup has gone into the can of Coke. Do you still want it, Becky? Why don't you want it anymore?
Because it has ketchup in it.
Because it has ketchup in it. So what does that mean for the Coke?
It's not very nice.
It's not very nice anymore. Becky, thank you for volunteering. You can take that Coke instead. Well done. Give Becky a round of applause. So we're going to look at four different people that had four different responses. Now, there's this story of the rich young ruler. And the rich young ruler, he comes to Jesus with all this pomp and he says to Jesus, Jesus, tell me what I have to do to get into heaven, basically. Now, Jesus points out to him very quickly that even though the rich young ruler says that he's done all these great things, there's just one thing that ruins it. Just like this can of Coke. Becky wanted this can of Coke at first because Coke can be really refreshing on a hot day. But just that little bit of ketchup took away that good stuff. And that's Jesus talking about our sin and how actually for the rich young ruler, what he didn't understand was Jesus' grace. He didn't understand, so he walked away sad. Now, I'm glad that Becky didn't walk away sad and instead I gave her another Coke. But if I'd have poured that ketchup in there and not given Becky another Coke, she probably would have walked away sad. And this rich young ruler, his response is to walk away sad. His response to Jesus, to encountering Jesus, is not to be giving, is not to have a passion for giving, but it's actually to walk away sad. Now, the second person I want to look at that encountered Jesus is Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, who climbed up a tree. Zacchaeus climbed up the tree, and Zacchaeus was a man who, as we know, was rich. We know that Zacchaeus was rich, and we know that Zacchaeus was a man who also no one really liked that much. No one really liked Zacchaeus that much. I've realized that I've forgotten something. Eleni, could you just pass me those things over there? Just the can of Coke, and can you see the glass there as well? That'd be great. So Zacchaeus was a man who was rich. Zacchaeus was a man who no one liked. And just the Coke there with the... filled up, thank you. Zacchaeus was a man who nobody liked because he was mean. He wasn't nice to people. He wasn't generous with his money. And he actually took people's money away. Can I have one more volunteer come up here? Someone that's not been... Okay, Emanuela, you can come up again. So, Emanuela, are you thirsty today? Would you like a can of Coke?
Yes, please.
You would like a can of Coke. Okay, let's look around here. So, we got some cans of Coke. You can have that can of Coke. Is that all right?
It's empty.
It's empty? That can of Coke's empty? Okay, I'll give you another one so you can be refreshed. Well done, Emanuela. Give Emanuela a round of applause. So the second response that someone had to Jesus was that actually they were empty. But you know what? Jesus didn't leave Zacchaeus empty. Jesus actually filled Zacchaeus up because Zacchaeus responded to Jesus in a way that was humble. He realized that no one liked him. He realized that actually he needed grace in his life. And because of that, he was filled up. He was filled up to the brim. Who would like to come and get this coat? I promise there's nothing wrong with this one. Come on then, you can come up. Yeah, you can have this one. Thank you. And you know what? Zacchaeus was so full up that actually he gave stuff away. He gave his money away. Here you go. You can take those as well. And I'm going to trust that you're going to give them to two more people, okay? Okay. So Zacchaeus' response to Jesus was to have a passion for giving. It was to have a passion for it because he was so filled to the brim from encountering Jesus that he'd encountered his love, that he wanted to go and give it away. That's an amazing thing. We're going to look at two more people, and the next person we're going to look at is Simon. Now, we talked about the perfume, and there's a story, isn't there, of a guy called Simon who is an important man. He's a Pharisee. He's a teacher of the law, and people listen to him. But he invites Jesus round to his house. And this woman comes, and she has some perfume that she smashes on the floor in front of Jesus' feet. Now, the important thing that I'm sure many of us know about that story is that perfume isn't cheap, is it? Perfume's not cheap nowadays. But back then, perfume would have cost a lot of money. It would have cost that lady a lot of money, and she understood something. But we're going to look at Simon first. Who would like to come get another can of Coke? Anyone? Go on, Dylan, you come up, mate. Okay. Dylan, you're going to take this Coke. Are you feeling pretty thirsty today?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Dylan, you can take that, but you can't open it, okay? So if you go sit down, you can't open it because that's the sort of response that Simon had. That's pointless, isn't it, Dylan, not to be able to open a can of Coke. But that's the response that Simon had. Simon said to Jesus, if he knew what sort of woman this was, then he wouldn't even allow this woman to talk to him. Simon was someone that never opened the can of Coke because he never actually was able to experience the grace of Jesus. And what I love about that story is what Jesus says in response to Simon, knowing what his thoughts are, he says to Simon, Simon, I've got a story. There's two debtors who owe some money. One of them owes a little bit more than the other. And the person that's owed the debt says, don't worry about it. You don't have to pay me back. Who's going to love that master more? And Simon correctly says, well, the person that actually owed more, the person whose debt was bigger. And Jesus says, yes, that's right. What Simon doesn't understand, I don't think, is that actually the purpose of that story is not to say that Mary has a bigger debt and so, you know, she's the person that's going to be forgiven. The point of that story is that all of us have as big a debt. And that is when we recognize what our debt is, when we recognize the sin in our lives and that Jesus forgives us, Jesus clears our debt, it's then that we respond with a passion. And that's why that woman had the right response, because she understood the debt that was forgiven from her. She understood the debt that was cleared. And so her response was one of passion, of giving it all away, of not caring how much this cost. And so the last response is Mary. And Mary is someone who her response is to pour it out. She pours out the love that she's received and she gives it away. Who would like this bit of Coke? Here we go. Don't spill it. Well done. Okay. So I'm going to finish up now, but I think there's some really important stuff here for all of us, whether we're children or adults. And I think the important thing is that, you know, we're building the Hope Center at the moment. And we're building that for a very good reason. And that reason is not because, oh, we've got nothing better to do. And, yeah, it'll be really fun. We could do loads of stuff in there. Now, it will be really fun and we will be able to do loads of stuff in there. But the only reason that project has been able to happen is because as a church, there are people here, and I think as a church as a whole, we have a passion for giving. But I just want to remind us of that today, because we're coming near to the end of that building project. And we don't want to be people that stop giving. We want to be people that respond to encountering Jesus with giving it away. With giving it away. We saw four different people there in the Bible. Two of them who didn't get this grace thing. They didn't quite get what Jesus was about. And so what did they do? They responded. They still responded, but they responded with stinginess. They didn't get it. There were two people who also encountered Jesus, and they responded with joy. They responded with giving it away. And they're the people that are blessed. And sometimes for us, it's a real challenge to think, one, how can we give things away? But two, what should we give away? Now, you guys are decorating some money boxes, some heart ones. And I want you to take those away, and I want you to pray about what you think with your pocket money. Maybe you can put some of it in there, but I want you to pray about who can you give that to? Who can you give it away to? And what I love about these money boxes is their heart. So I want it to remind you guys that actually, when we give things away, it should come out of a place of love. And for us adults, I'm going to land with this, that I think many of us here have encountered Jesus, but maybe actually what we need to do is come back to encountering him. And I'm speaking to myself here as well. I'm challenging myself that sometimes when we see that our hearts are not to give, maybe the first thing we need to do is to come back to encountering him, because it's when we encounter him that we're able to have a passion for giving. And that's the point. It's not about, in these stories, it's not about how much we give. It's about giving out of the right heart, giving out of passion. Okay, I'm going to finish there and I'm going to pass back over to Lydia.